Pork production in Brazil is growing fast. In the last 20 years, almost double the amount, the output of pork production. And one of the main characteristics of the industry, it's highly integrated. I think when you have integrated, you have traceability, you have more control of your products. Pork in Brazil has a name. You buy the brand. It would be like you don't buy a car, you buy a Ford or you buy a Toyota. And in Brazil, pork is the same. You don't go to the supermarket to buy pork. You go to buy that brand sausages or that brand cooked ham. So the brand, it's really what drives the industry. And that's why they want to keep the brand as the most valuable asset. The conversation about castration in Brazil, it's a new conversation. It's been introduced into the system for the last 10 years. Immunocastration has been successful in Brazil because it's in between surgical castration, which we all know it's bad from all production standpoints. But at the same time, because they do not want any taint, no matter if it's boar taint or smell taint or any taint that harm the brand, the production of entire males is not a, it's not welcome in Brazil. The solution has been immunocastration, which is, it's been used in Brazil since 2006, 2007, and today is widespread. It's about 60% of the male pigs are immunocastrated in Brazil. One of the reasons that immunocastrations are any other technology is being widespread is because of the vertical integration. It's much easier to introduce a new technology in a fully vertical system because only a couple of people will decide yes or no, only three or four people. You look at the farming side and you look at the industry side, they do in-company trials and then say, oh yes, go for it. In a vertical integration system, you can actually move or shift the age of the pig at slaughter or the time between the second vaccination up to slaughter, and this will give you room to have a carcass according to your needs. So it's, again, it's easier to do that in a vertical system. And the quality assurance teams, they know now that immunocastration do not harm the final product quality because of any taint. And at the same time, the farming sector of the companies, they're pretty happy because the feed conversion or any costs associated with immunocastrated has its payback. For an industry which processes 70 to 80% of its pork in manufacturing sausages, cooked hams and bacons and so on, it's cheaper to have a heavier carcass because you have more lean and the operational costs, labor, will be the same costs. Instead of getting 35 kilos of lean in one carcass, they get 65 kilos for the same, for a heavier carcass. So the processing cost goes down. But at the same time, we know that to produce heavier pigs demands higher cost at the farming side. So they have to adopt space, feed size, and so on, and trucks to deliver the pigs to the slaughter plant. So it's all being done because in their calculations, the cost of raising heavy pigs in the farms, it's lower than the benefits that the industry gets and get when it processes a heavier carcass. Immunocastration will continue to increase for two reasons. First one, because it's already settled. Everybody in Brazil, every pork company knows about immunocastration. its benefits, and knows that his or her neighbor is using. The welfare concerns today in Brazil, they are also a commercial issue, an export issue, or even a domestic consumption issue. Many customers of Brazilian pork, they audit the plants because they demand their supplier of meat to please the consumers. You please your consumers, you please your customers, showing them that your operations are done under welfare settings, standards, and at the same time, your animal that you are raising the farm and you are taking to the slaughterhouse is providing you better performance, better feed costs or better feed conversion costs and better carcass quality because it has been treated according to welfare standards. So it's a commercial thing and at the same time is an economical subject.